do know what Bruce Irvin gets to go out to play with the Oakland Raiders after spending time in Seattle, and we get a chance to chat with him here. So let's bring him in on the program. Bruce Murray, along with Kirk Morrison. Thanks for being with us. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You going good, or you doing great? I mean, opportunity now for you to, I think, show the entire league what Bruce Irvin's all about. I had a chance to talk with one of your linebacker coaches last week, Lofa the Tupu, good friend of mine. And he said, look, I said, what kind of player are the Oakland Raiders getting? And he said, the most freakish athlete that he's probably seen on the defensive side. He said, a lot of people just see him on the field, but he said, you can do so many things on the football field they just didn't have the opportunity to do in Seattle. What has Jack Del Rio and your old linebacker coach, Ken Norton Jr., told me about your role in Oakland?
Just being able to use my skill set more. You know, I was drafted to be a pass rusher, and, you know, the situation in Seattle, you know, they brought in Cliff Avril my second year and Michael Bennett, so it kind of pushed me into a linebacker role, which I didn't complain. You know, I just went with the flow. But I think Jack Del Rio and Coach Norton really going to let me rush more. You know, I don't have a problem dropping, but, you know, I would prefer to go forward more than, you know, I go backwards. Coach Del Rio watched film on me, and he said he noticed that I'm in coverage a lot, you know. So he said that's one of the things he wanted to change is having me going forward more than I do backwards. So, you know, that's the biggest thing.
Well, we learned a couple of years ago from you guys in the Super Bowl how important it is to get pressure on a quarterback. Last year, this past year, the Broncos with DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller. Now you join the Oakland Raiders where you've seen what Khalil Mack can do, and he's only getting better in his young career. I mean, how exciting is it to play opposite him? Not only because of the pressure you can bring together, but you know where attention sometimes goes. You get a lot of opportunities at single teams, and you know what that can mean for a guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Khalil Mack, you know, like I said in the interview last week, he's, you know, becoming one of the premier rushers in the league. You know, the guy went from 4 to 15 sacks, you know, in a year, and he's only going to get better, as you said. So, you know, Vaughn and D-Ware did a great job of landing blueprint out. You know, you got to have pass rushes if you want to be successful in this league. So, you know, and I also feel like it has to be a tandem. It can't just be one person. You know, being that Khalil had 15 sacks last year, he's going to demand a lot of attention. You know, that's going to enable me to get a lot of one-on-one matchups. And, you know, I feel very confident that I'm going to take advantage of that.
You know, Bruce, one of the things that would sign this new contract, being drafted in the first round, do you still feel like you're still scratching the surface on how good you can be? Like, it's like I'm here in the NFL, but I feel like I have so much more left that people haven't seen from me.
Oh, man, I feel like that every day. You know, I haven't even scratched what I know I can do, man. You know, like I said, Seattle kind of limit me, you know, in that defense. You know, I did the best that I could do, but I haven't scratched my surface. I'm far from it, man. And, you know, I feel like I got a lot of more great years and a lot of more things that I have to prove. You know, I really – you know, the money, like I said, the money is cool. You know, everybody wants to be paid and all that, but – at the end of the day, it's about that last name on that jersey and the legacy you're going to leave. So, you know, I don't want to be labeled as a guy. He got paid. He got his money, but, you know, he didn't live up to the hype. So, you know, I'm still motivated. Determined to show people that the first 4 years is nothing. Is nothing compared to what I think I'm about to do, what I know I'm about to do.
You know, we always assume that it is about the money, but as you said, you looked for the opportunity. Were you waiting for things to end in Seattle so you could move on knowing that your role there probably wouldn't change? I mean, was Seattle a consideration when you hit free agency?
To be honest with you, and I'm a straightforward person, I honestly felt, you know, Seattle, you know, they had so much success in the system that they run, it wasn't no changing it. So I honestly felt like if I would have stayed in that system, I don't think I would ever be the player that I think I could be in this league, and that's being a pass rusher. You know, Sam outside linebacker is cool, but you could do your job the whole game as Sam linebacker, and you have two tackles. So, you know, I just want to be utilized more and, you know, be in a position, get put in positions more to make plays, man. And, you know, I really think Jack Del Rio and Ken Norton Jr. are going to do a great job of really allowing me to do that.
I mean, Bruce, obviously you were sought after, not just by the Raiders. And a lot of people drew the connected the dots and said, hey, possibly Dan Quinn over in Atlanta, possibly Gus Bradley down in Jacksonville. But it was something about the Raiders, Ken Norton Jr. You talked about Jack Del Rio. You talked about Ken Norton Jr. And Khalil Mack. But what else did you see as far as an organization that said, you know what, I want to go down and be a part of what's going on in Oakland?
Just a young team, you know, and a chance for me to come in and really be a voice. Kurt, you know, in this league, man, if you want to be successful, you want to win championships, you got to have a franchise quarterback and a good defense. And Oakland has that in Derek Carr. You know, they have a up-and-coming running back in Latavius Murray. So you got Crabb, you got Amari Cooper. So they got the pieces, man. And you know, the city is just hungry and waiting, you know, on another championship. So what can you ask for? You got a young defense who's willing to get better. You know, that's the biggest thing, is guys who want to get better. And, you know, you got a great leader in Derek Carr, and you got a great coach and, you know, great front office. So, the sky is the limit, man. I really feel like we're going to really take a big step this year.
How much time do you spend evaluating just the big picture, too? I mean, you move to a football team that's young, as you said, with a franchise quarterback in Carr, some good young talent. And it's also in a division where Denver's going through a significant transition after winning a Super Bowl, far more than Seattle went through. First off, they lost their starting quarterback and their backup quarterback. You know, you've got a San Diego team, which is right now hard to figure out what they really are. You know, Kansas City's good, but aging. And, you know, I don't want to say vulnerable, but certainly Oakland could take the step to be with them. I mean, how much analysis do you do of that whole situation?
Obviously, when your team is good in Denver's situation, guys will come. Teams are going to come, you know, try to get your players, and you know, that's what they're dealing with right now. So, Kansas City is pretty good, and you know, I think San Diego is a couple pieces away from really turning around. But I'm really confident that, you know, the Raiders can really take this next step, and take over the AFC West. You know, it's just some good football being played out there, but, you know, these guys are, you know, they're hungry, man. You know, I went in there to sign my contract last week, and, you know, Reggie and all those boys, they're hungry, man. You can see it, and they're in there working. So, you know, it's just a great situation out there, and I'm just happy I could be a part of it.
Well, you're going to be part of it, as you said. You get paid, but you also get to do something that you didn't get in Seattle, and that's rush the quarterback more consistently. Bruce, listen, thanks for the time today. Best of luck with the Raiders.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. Y'all have a good day.